So many people think that prayer is some kind of formula. If I apply the formula, then I'll get what I want. But what if someone communicated with us like that? Wouldn't we feel as though we're being manipulated? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take a look at how we pray from a different perspective. Sometimes when you mention the word prayer, it conjures up images for some people of a ritual or a formula. You know, you have to be in a certain place and dressed a certain way, or you have to know the right words to say, and provided you do that, well, God won't punish you and you might get what you're asking for. That's certainly what I was taught when I was growing up. And when I'd done a bit of growing up, I looked at that whole thing and thought, if that's prayer, who needs it? So I went for a good 20 years or so without praying at all. That's a long time in the wilderness, I have to tell you. Then in my late 30s, I decided to have another look at this Jesus. And what I discovered was that that was exactly what he said prayer wasn't about. Can I tell you, I felt conned, robbed, 20 years. What a waste. Most people kind of know the words to what they call the Lord's Prayer. You know, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sin as we forgive those who sin against us. Those words were actually spoken by Jesus, and they're pretty well known. And somehow, so many people have taken them, learned them off rote, and then turned them into a prayer formula. If I say the right words, then I'm in like Flynn, right? What we miss is the words just before those that say, don't turn prayer into a formula. Have a listen to what Jesus actually said. If you ever want to read it, it's in the book of Matthew, the first book of the New Testament, chapter 6, verses 5 to 8. This is what he said. And when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites, because they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners and to be seen by people. I'll tell you the truth, they've received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, don't keep on babbling like the pagans, because they think they'll be heard because of their many words. Don't be like them, because your Father knows what you need even before you ask him. You know, I remember hearing ministers and priests praying and thinking, boy, they're really good at this. They have such great words, you know. God must really listen to them. But I'm not like that. God would never listen to me. You get this picture of God high up on his throne, and he is, and I have to get there by applying the right formula, the right protocol. I have to kowtow here and genuflect there and burn some incense and memorize this prayer or those words. I jump through all the hoops and loops and maybe, just maybe, I'll be acceptable to God. And sometimes you learn that that's a whole bunch of rubbish, but somehow it still sticks with you. You know what I mean? But look at exactly what Jesus said. Don't keep on babbling like pagans, because they think they'll be heard because of their many words. Don't be like them, because your Father knows what you need even before you ask him. And neither is it about outward appearances. Don't be like the hypocrites. They love to pray standing in the synagogues on the street corners to be seen by people. We think in outward terms. We think that someone looks impressive or sounds impressive, and that must be the way that God judges people. But we know, actually, that God doesn't look on the outer person. He looks on our hearts. And when you look at Jesus, you see that. You look how he walked and how he talked, and he wasn't some religious nut. He was real. He cut through the religious rituals straight to the heart of what mattered with people. Jews weren't supposed to work on the Sabbath. It was against the law. Still is for Jews. But when people were hungry, he fed them, even though it was the Sabbath. When they were sick, he healed them, even though it was the Sabbath. And when the religious hypocrites criticized him for not complying with the letter of the law, he said to them, "You bunch of hypocrites, you brood of vipers, you've missed the point." That's Jesus. That's the Son of God. And that's exactly what God's like. He's a person. He's real. He has an amazing heart and a love and a compassion for us and a desire to help and hold and comfort us. It's like a mother holding her child. When a child comes to its parent, mother or father, and wants something, do they apply a formula? You know, prayer is not some formula or ritual that other people have to see and admire and approve of for it to work. In fact, that's exactly what Jesus said that prayer was not. It's not a ritual. It's not a formula. It's not a rite of passage. It's not something that people have to be impressed with. Close the door. Talk to your Father in heaven in secret, and he'll reward you. It's just coming as we are, in simple language, sharing our heart with God, praising him, thanking him, asking him for forgiveness and receiving it, asking him for help or guidance or wisdom or compassion or strength or patience and receiving it. My prayer life is really simple. I have to tell you, there's no rocket science. I don't get dressed up. I get up in the morning between 4 and 5. I have a shower. I make a cup of tea. I put a crumpet in the toaster and get some honey. And I sit down and I wake up. And I just start spending some time with God, talking in exactly the same sorts of words and phrases and sentences that I'd use with you or anybody else. This morning I was praying, Lord, I'm really tired today. Wake me up, refresh me. I just praise you and thank you that you're going to do that. Lord, my wife's not feeling well this morning. Can you just be with her? Can you heal her? Just like that. Not casual to the point of disrespect, never that. But God is my God. And I have a right view of our relationship. But he's also my dad. That's what Jesus loved to call him, dad. And everybody got upset with Jesus for calling God Abba, dad. And in that relationship, it's not about ritual or formula over and over again. Now, I'm not saying that prayers that have been written down by someone else aren't meaningful. A lot of people find that they are. But they're meaningless if we just rattle this stuff off mindlessly over and over again, believing somehow that the ritual is going to get us in. Because that's not how relationships are. That's not how a loving father wants to relate to you and me. And Jesus said, it's not the way it is. Don't keep babbling on like pagans. Don't be like the hypocrites, standing up impressing other people and praying in front of them. Go into your room. Go to a quiet place, this safest place on earth, and say exactly what's on our heart. Without pretense, without fear, just exactly the way it is, and communicate with God. Because you know something? That's what prayer is. How do I know? Because that's what Jesus said it was. Now, life can be hard work some days, and as that daily grind just kind of grinds away at us, it's easy to forget that Jesus died and rose again to give us victory. Victory over our sin and over our circumstances. Victory. That's why every video message that we record here at Christianity Works is available on our YouTube channel. The daily fresh devotional videos, the weekly in-depth half-hour Christianity Works teaching, and even some in-the-moment, close-to-the-action videos that I shoot now and then. They're all available on our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. Just subscribe to the channel and you'll be notified each time a new video is posted. It's simply amazing how powerfully the Spirit of God can move even through just a short video message. I guess we shouldn't be surprised after all. The Word of God is alive and active. Amen. I'd love to encourage you to live your life in victory. So again, the web address of our YouTube channel is ChristianityWorks.tv. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.